Good afternoon, everybody. This is Alexander Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is July 30th, 2013, and I have my regular monthly guest, Cobra. Say hello, Cobra.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello. And I just want to tell everybody ahead of time that we're really sorry because we didn't mesh our schedules during the month of July. We really were going to try and address some more questions. And he and I just both had really busy, busy months. So we will try to make it up to you, just so you guys know. And in the meantime, this has just been one heck of a month, Cobra, as far as a lot of radical, radical changes. And I thought before we even dive into anything else, I would love to hear your perception on yesterday's event, the Star of David, Merkava planetary alignment event. I would love to hear your perception on how that is going to affect us and how that is going to affect the political situation, just as far as from a galactic perspective.
Actually, yesterday's event is first of the two events of the same nature. The second Merkaba alignment is happening on August 25th this year. And we are now in the period between yesterday, July 29th, and August 25th. It's a period of balancing and stabilization. And this period is very important because after the end of August, intense changes will start. Certain operations of the light forces will be triggered up to the end of August, and now we are just having a little bit of a break.
Wow.
So whatever you are feeling now, the intensity that you're feeling now is just the beginning, because things are getting more intense after the end of August. And the energies that are coming through this, I would say, portal of the six-pointed star are harmonizing everything, which is much needed right now.
Yeah, because things are so out of balance with all the stuff that's come to the surface, correct?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
that's what I
So the energy of balance is one of the most needed energies right now on the planet.
That is really interesting. Now, a lot of people have written in. There's so much confusion about the two Earths and how they're going to split, and one is going to remain in 3D, and one's going to, transition with Mother Earth, et cetera, et cetera. Can you clarify your perspective on that? And also, a lot of the stuff that you read is still talking about, whether everyone will ascend or not ascend. And I know you don't get into ascension, but just generally speaking, can you give us a little bit of more of a specific? There's so much information that is not in alignment. There's so much information that is not agreeing on the premise of the two Earths, one remaining in the 3D, one transitioning to a higher dimensional level. Do you
Okay.
agree? Yeah, people are really
Yes.
confused on that.
This idea about two Earths is actually a disinformation, because there is just one Earth, and this Earth is going through the transformation. And this transformation is already taking place for quite some time, for quite many years. And the first phase of this transformation is purification of all darkness on the planet. And when this purification phase is over, then the real ascension process will start. And there will be no splitting of Earth. The planet itself, planet Earth, will go to its own transformation process, and humanity on the surface of the planet will also go through a transformation process. So nobody will be able to avoid new energies coming in. It will not be possible.
So that's what they mean by no one will be left behind, correct?
Exactly. No one will be left behind. If
Interesting.
you choose to accept the light, you will have a much, much better life. And those of the cabal who refuse to accept the light will have many problems they didn't have before.
Interesting. So now, how do you perceive the space-time continuum at this point with all these changes thus far?
Actually, on a short scale, on a daily scale, I would say that the psychological perception of time is accelerating. We have less and less time each day. And on a long-term scale, the time is not accelerating so fast. It is simply an energetic impact of the acceleration of the energies on the psychological perception of time. Of course, the objective time, which is measured by clocks, still remains the same.
Interesting. And do you agree? I mean, are we truly in a unified timeline, or are we still living in various timelines?
I would say the main timeline has been unified into one single positive broad timeline, and it happened at the activation of the portal on December 21st last year, because all the main and negative timelines have collapsed. But we still have many different sub-timelines, different variations of how this single main positive timeline will work out. What are the exact details of the event? What are the many different situations that will occur before the event? This is all still up to free will and to different alternative sub-timelines. But yet, the same, the main timeline is positive. There will be no more, there is no more, there is zero possibility of any type of strong nuclear exchange, nuclear war, FEMA camps, martial law. This is no longer possible. It's exactly zero possibility for those things to happen.
Excellent. And is it true that it's the light workers and the enlightened ones and those that have really taken a step forward in their spiritual walk, is it true that we are the ones that really are blazing the trail at this point and affecting the rapidity, the movement forward on this planet?
Yes, actually, the event itself cannot happen without the conscious cooperation of a certain amount of people on the surface of the planet, so-called light workers. There is a certain critical mass needed for those people to be anchors of the light grid on the surface of the planet when the event happens, so that when the change happens, it can be stable.
And you and I had talked many moons ago, probably a year ago, about where you thought we were as far as the percentage, of light workers that we had reached. Have we surpassed, I think you had said 109,000 last year.
No, this was just a certain estimate of a certain situation for a certain specific activation.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the general preparedness on the planet.
Okay. And I mean, do you feel like we're, a certain percentage ahead in our so-called light worker mission? Do you feel that there's been quite a bit of progress since, I think you said since March?
Actually, there has been a lot of progress in removing the negative entities from the astral and etheric planes. There has not been so much progress in awakening new people to this reality of this change, but this will still happen when there is more light on the etheric and astral planes, and when the light forces will be able to contact people directly through their own higher self.
That's really interesting, Cobra. So really what that does is it kind of puts a little more responsibility on the backs of the light workers themselves to keep up the work and the meditations.
Yes, it is important for as many people as possible to be aware of the situation because this will make the transition so much easier.
And that leads me to a question from one of the listeners, and that is, he was saying he's from the Netherlands, and he was saying, I really want to be a part of this. I really want to support this Prepare for Change. He said, could you possibly give him some sort of script in which to state in front of these people? He's so concerned that they're going from having no clue to he standing in front of them and saying, hey, prepare for change. There's an event about to take place. And he was wondering, in what kind of language should he use to reach them the most effectively?
It depends on the psychological makeup of people he's addressing. If he's addressing the general population, I would start with the most evident thing, and that is change the financial system to expose what banks are doing. Most people are now aware of this, and then you can see how you can go from there. That is a starting point.
So start with
Because
the
I think at
financial
this
system.
point, yes. I think at this point, most of the human population of planet agrees that something is wrong with the banking system, that there is a small, corrupt elite of bankers which is robbing everybody. Most people are aware of this, and most people on this planet would agree with this. And then you can start, there, and you can go from there.
That's a really good point. So yeah, because that affects everybody, because we all are looking to at least receive a paycheck or survive
Yes.
somehow, some way.
This is the most evident thing for everybody to see. If you will start with UFOs or first contact, many people will not be open to this because of their previous programming. But if you start with changes of the financial system, I think everybody, or shall I say, most of the human population would respond positively to this.
Good idea. That's really good. So I hope that answers that guy's question. Now, starting with some of the news before we dive into some of the questions, what is your take on Ben Bernanke apparently announcing that he will be resigning from the Federal Reserve as of September 1st? This was a big headline yesterday or today that this came from Pope Francis.
Okay, I would say the 1st of September is some sort of a deadline, and some Reds are leaving the ship.
Excellent.
He is not the only one to resign.
Yeah, I noticed there's supposedly Janet Napolitano
Yes.
and Federal Reserve governors and quite a few others. So now, do you contribute that to the fact that the positive military have maybe infiltrated and the resistance have infiltrated to such a degree where there's more clout, they're getting more, responses, or what, why do you think that is?
As I said before, the 1st of September is a deadline for the initialization of certain operation of the light forces, and the other side is a little bit scared of that. At least I would say the middle-level management of the police are scared at this moment, and some of them would like just to save themselves.
Okay. So they're looking to save themselves. That's funny.
Yes.
Okay, so now what about this whole thing with the NSA whistleblowing? You know that that's been one headline after another through the month of July, especially with Snowden. Why did Snowden choose Russia?
He did not choose Russia. I would say that the circumstances led him to Russia.
Okay.
Actually, he was doing some planning before he went to Hong Kong, and it was not possible to predict all the possible combinations of the responses that were happening. So he ended up in Russia.
Okay, because yeah, last time you and I talked, it was Hong Kong. That's right.
Yes.
So, and of course, we would consider him to be somebody that's working for the light. Is that someone that is working alongside the resistance, or are you even allowed to talk about that?
Yes, he's working for the light. I have heard about conspiracy theories that he's not working for the light, but that's simply not true because he had a big impact on the masses. Again, now most people on the street are aware that NSA is spying on them. They were
Yes.
not aware of that before. It's a huge change on the mass on the human masses. So it is a very positive thing.
So this is a question I have for you is there's been a lot of articles about how Germany was all riled up, that all the governors and the people in Congress and the parliament or whatever, they were irritated because supposedly they had been spied on as if they didn't know about it. And then a secret document was released to a specific organization, and they were able to capture that document, which totally shows and demonstrates that about five or more European countries are fully involved in this NSA spying circuit. Who is behind that, Cobra? What is the purpose of they playing this, cat and mouse game, acting like they're not even involved when in fact it's pretty obvious they have been?
Well, first they did this maneuver to hide their active participation in this, and they wanted to buy some political points. But actually, every government, I would say top people in every government, signed an agreement with NSA.
Oh, wow. Okay, so basically everybody that is of any kind of government position is fully aware of this, correct?
I would say some, not everybody in the government position, but some people inside every government that make those decisions, especially in the Western world, they for sure make that agreement. I would say every country in Western Europe, every country that has strong ties to the United States for sure makes that agreement.
Now, do you think that this has been kind of biting them in the butt because they didn't really expect this to backfire on themselves? They just thought that they were going to be surveillancing us, the masses?
Actually, I need to explain that all the intelligence agencies, I would say the top management of the intelligence agencies, is connected with the Jesuits. And this is just a big spying apparatus of the Jesuits, of the Jesuit organization, controlling everything on the planet. This is the Matrix.
Okay.
But also, there are many good people infiltrating those agencies and are working for the light.
Awesome. Right on. Keep it going.
Yeah.
So, did you hear about Prince Khalid bin Farhan? I hope I didn't brutalize his name, but he's a Saudi royal family prince, and
Oh, yes.
he's come forward and broken his silence to reveal the truth of what he considers to be a lot of suffering under the reign of the regime. What is your take on that, and how do you feel that is going to affect the progress of the light on the planet?
Actually, I will say the light forces have been working on taking down the cabal in the Saudi Arabia for quite some time. And the situation with Muslim Brotherhood and the situation, and actually the connection between the Saudi regime and the Muslim Brotherhood, all those connections are now being disintegrated by the, I would say, positive forces of light. And there are many members of the cabal which are positioned in the Saudi regime right now, and have been for quite some time, and have been working together with the, I would say, the Rockefeller faction for quite some time, and all this is now, I would say, transforming.
Excellent. 'Cause that country, even though they've been our allies, they perform some of the most atrocious things. Their
Yes.
government. I mean, and people seem to think it's Iran and Iraq, and it's not, you know. But anyway, okay, so what is your feeling about the whole Egyptian liberation and the fact that the President Morsi has been ousted? It feels to me like there's just such a sifting out of a lot of various dark factions there. How do you see that from a galactic perspective?
Actually, I would say the situation in Egypt is the most important event up until now of this year, because it was a monumental breakthrough. It was actually the first large-scale operation of the positive military on the planet. And
Wow.
it was not a military coup. It was actually a positive military supporting the will of people and protecting them from the possibility of the Muslim Brotherhood going in the wrong direction, because the Muslim Brotherhood, before the revolution started in end of June, was going into a very strange Archon influence direction. They were planning to get involved in the Syrian conflict. They were planning to suppress Egyptian people even more, and enough is enough. Actually, the plan of the Egyptian positive military was there for quite some time, but they were waiting for the right moment. And this plan was supported by positive light forces. It was supported by the White Dragon Society. It was supported by the Gnostic Illuminati. It was supported by the Positive Templars. And it was supported by the Resistance Movement and some other positive groups around the world, working behind the scenes to get everything ready.
Wow, so this is a monumental establishment, just getting this whole thing set up and ready to shift it,
Yes.
to influence it.
Yes, and it is actually a rehearsal for the event. And the situation in Egypt is actually an indicator of what is going to happen around the time of the event on a planetary scale.
Wow, that is fascinating. Oh my gosh. So, I mean, are you feeling that we've already attained some success there with the Muslim Brotherhood?
There is a partial success, but the problem is not just the Muslim Brotherhood. The problem is that I would say there is a certain private army that was called Blackwater before, and is called Academy right now. It's a Jesuit private army which is creating problems around the world. It was creating problems in Iraq. It was creating problems in Syria. It was creating problems in a war in Serbia and Bosnia, and is now creating problems in Egypt, because it has provided snipers which are actually killing civilians, and then they are blaming the military for it. Whereas the military is never shooting in Egypt, they're not shooting the civilians. They are just protecting people from the Muslim Brotherhood militias. And actually, this private army wants to trigger conflict and push Egypt into a civil war, and this will not be allowed to happen.
You know, I'm sure everyone is wondering the same question. Why is the resistance unable to squash the funding for this private army?
You need to understand that the whole financial system is like an internet. It's a huge computer program. And if you interfere with the program, you interfere with the whole traffic. And the only thing you can do is shut down the whole thing.
Good point.
And when you shut down the whole thing, the reset needs to happen. And when the reset needs to happen, the event needs to happen. And if the event happens too soon, some people will just go crazy. And it will not be nice, believe me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and we'd go backwards rather than make more progress, is what you're saying.
Yeah, again, when this is done, it needs to be done the right way. It needs to be done so that there is no violence, that we do it in a harmonious way.
Okay. Well, and it seems like, tell me this. It seems as if the positive military and some of the local factions, you know, like your sheriffs and your police departments, et cetera, it seems like they're becoming a little bit more out there. Like they're kind of showing their commitment to this. For example, have you heard of the Oath Keepers organization?
Yes.
Okay, so supposedly they started a billboard campaign. It began in Washington, D.C., and it was to encourage the politicians in the area and federal employees, et cetera, security agencies such as that, all the ABC agencies. And they were basically prompting them to uphold their oaths of office. And I just was, you know, why now? Why all of a sudden have they stepped forward? Is that because the timing is getting closer to the event?
Yes, they were always dedicated, but they had to keep a low profile until the time is ready. There were many reasons for this. One of them was their own safety. There were instances when members of Positive Maker have been removed by the cabal from the physical plane. They have been killed. And simply, those people have to be careful. And when they do something, they need to do it in a way that furthers the plan, that improves the plan. And there needs to be a certain level of awareness and backup from the mass population. The same in Egypt. And this is the reason why General Sisi has addressed the Egyptian population, saying they need to show with their protest that they are backing up the decisions of the army. Because the military cannot act except on the behalf of people.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And, you
And
know,
again, when I would say when the critical mass of people is awake and aware in the United States, the same situation will happen. The military, the positive military, will back up the will of the people. But people have not expressed that will yet.
yeah, and it's kind of like, do they really want to step out there when they know that the majority of the people they're supposedly defending would turn on them?
There needs to be a certain degree of consensus if people really want that, that's for sure.
Right. And you know, the other thing I was really impressed with was a supposedly 1,000 special force officers. Did you hear about this? They signed a petition opposing the government's Benghazi cover-up.
Yes, things are coming out to the surface. This is very good.
But for it to be special forces, that's pretty big deal, you know, because they're much more privy to the upper echelons of the black operations and that kind of thing. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say there is additional protection now being available, which was not available a few months before, and there is more room for maneuver, and you will see more actions like this from the positive military in the next few months, especially after September the 1st.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, they haven't really been that vocal, and for us to see the Oath Keepers and the Special Forces stepping forward, that's one of the reasons I brought this up to you, is it felt like there has been a shift, you know?
Okay, I'll say that again. It is not them who will step forward first. The people need to step forward first.
Okay,
This
right.
is the way it will happen. This is the way it happened in Egypt, and it will happen the same way anywhere else.
Okay, no problem. Now, this whole Trayvon Martin, you've heard all about that, and there's been a lot of protests and things. Do you agree that this was fully a false flag operation? If so, who truly was behind it? Because they're finding out once again that these were all actors.
Which one?
Trayvon and a whole group of them. They've already proven through the biometrics
Yes,
that
this
they
is
were
actually a
actors.
distraction. Again, it's I would say a product of the mass media operation, which distracts people from more important issues.
Okay.
It is triggering deep emotions, I know, but I would say that it's a manipulation thing.
And now a lot, I know that you and I've talked about where do you recommend people put their money, and you've highly recommended gold and silver, and I agree with that, but there's so much controversy right now with the people that are buying up gold that there's something like up to 100-day waiting period for even to receive physical gold. Like they're saying there is no more to sell. What is your opinion on that?
Okay, this is if you buy large quantities of gold, of course. If you go
Right.
to, I don't know, Bank of America and demand 1,000 ounces, you'll have a problem.
Right.
If you go to a local dealer and buy 1 ounce of gold, it shouldn't be a problem at this point.
So, I mean, do you...
It might become a problem soon, so better hurry up.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you, I mean, do you feel that there still is some available? Because there's a lot of hype on the internet about this.
There is some available, but if you are buying large quantities, there are problems in the distribution chain already.
Okay. Okay. And then I also. What is your perception on all the changes that are coming forward through this new Pope and the Vatican Bank? Supposedly they had been busted for money laundering, smuggling $26 million. This was a Monsignor, and
Okay.
so I wanted to know what kind of you talk each month about how little by little you're penetrating the Vatican. The light forces are definitely penetrating the Vatican. Where do you feel we are at this point with the Vatican?
First, those $2 million are nothing compared with the amount of money laundering that went through Vatican. This was trillions of dollars, in fact. This is number one. Number two, slowly, this new Pope is showing his true colors. He had, I would say, good side inside and a bad side inside, but his Jesuit training is still strong. And he definitely chose the dark side.
Okay.
You can see that there were some issues about protecting the ritual child abuse and things of that nature.
Yeah, and then yet today I blogged a post that said he came out and he was supporting gays. Go figure. Like he was being open and not judgmental about that. So.
You see, the nature, I will explain a little bit about the nature of Jesuits. Jesuits have an ability, they are trained in that way, to appear very nice and open and tolerant while they are forwarding their agenda. And this is how they infiltrated the government in China, in India, around the world in the 17th century, how they created their global empire.
Yeah, it's what you call the gray, not the black or the white, but the gray. They're the most difficult to determine.
Well, their core, and I would say the main Jesuits, I'm not speaking about the masses of the Jesuits. You have about 17,000 Jesuits around the world. Only 10% of them belong to the cabal. And those who belong to the cabal are one of the darkest entities on the planet. And they appear to be nice on the surface because they want to adjust to the situation, infiltrate the situation, and then manipulate the situation.
Man. Well, on to another really heavy topic, and that is Fukushima. A lot of people have written in, as well as there was a post that came up that the tests have shown a sudden increase in the radioactive scale, something like 90 times more just in the last 3 days. And I wanted to know if there was any validity to that, if it was related to anything that's going on planetarily or, whatever you thought.
Okay, the situation with Fukushima is that this was when Fukushima happened. It was a small nuclear bomb that was detonated and triggered that event, but it did not produce much radioactivity. What was happening later in the cabal was deliberately putting radioactive materials in that area and also in other areas around the planet, and put Fukushima as an excuse to that. So the radioactivity that people are measuring is not coming from Fukushima. It is coming from radioactive waste that the cabal is putting in the soil in many locations around the planet.
Oh my God. God. When you think you've heard it all, you just always find something else.
And I need to say, Galactic Confederation will clear that up after the event immediately.
Okay. And this is a good, I'm glad you brought this up because a lot of times you'll say, hey, don't worry about the chemtrails. A lot of them have been, confined and we're taking care of that. But people are asking in the meantime, the exposures to these types of things, the GMO, the chemtrails, the vaccinations, et cetera, how do people cope with that? Can they cope with that by just, making a request to get healed and be helped? I mean, I have my opinion on this, but I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Basically, you cannot avoid it completely, but you can minimize its effect by first not worrying about it, second, invoking the light, and third, taking care of the proper balance in diet, drinking a lot of pure water to purify your system. And number one, if you do not fear the situation, it will not affect you as much because the human body has a tremendous ability to regenerate. If you have a strong connection with your own higher self, you can heal everything.
Oh, thank you. That was music to my ears. I have shared that myself with my clients. So, Cobra, tell me, one of the comments that I have received from people is they wonder how you know so much, and they ask if you are actually channeling. I wanted you to respond to that question.
I know so much because I was always using my head. I was always using my mental body, training it, improving it, and creating my network of information sources because I really wanted to understand what's going on this planet because I felt that things are not right. And I wanted to come to the bottom of it, and now I have. So I have my information sources, I have my abilities. Which are of a physical nature and of non-physical nature.
Okay. But when you're talking to me right now, you're not channeling, are you?
No, I'm just speaking to you.
Exactly. And this is what I say to people. So now everybody has that answer to that question. Now, I read the other day that Obama is issuing an executive order. Okay. It's mandating that HIV testing will be, they're demanding that you be HIV tested between the ages of 15 and 65 if you need medical help. It feels to me, once again, as if how much more can the American people take before they stand up and take their power back? Is this kind of, making lemonade out of lemons as far as the way the light forces would work through this kind of situation?
Recently, I have heard of many stupid executive orders around the planet, which are really beyond belief. For
Yes.
example, in Spain, the government is now charging for you to use solar power. It is illegal in Spain to use solar power to fuel your electricity, for
Yes.
example.
Yes.
Things of that nature are happening everywhere. It is simply, I would say, the final stupidity acts of the cabal before they go down.
So it's like an act of desperation.
Yes.
Be because they're doing
It is
really
not a
stupid stuff.
rational response. It is not a rational response. If they would plan long term, they would not issue things like that.
Okay. Yeah, because they're doing really stupid stuff like they're taking people to court because they have raw milk dairy farms.
For example, things like that.
Yeah, really, really ridiculous. So,
And the same question I have, when will you finally have enough?
yeah, it's like how much more can people take before they figure it out, right? So there's also a whole bunch of stuff going on about the smart meters here in the United States. Are you familiar with those? Okay. They are really deadly. They're really nasty, and there's been a lot of problems with them. And supposedly there's a federal bill being drafted to require all power companies to join what is called a smart grid. I wanted to ask you, if you know anything about this grid, if this grid is actually tied in with the matrix and what is it designed to do and that sort of thing.
It is tied within the matrix, but the soul is your cell phone grid also. And so smartphones are actually the most, I would say, infected devices that everybody has right now and are very strongly connected in that electromagnetic matrix around the planet.
Okay, that's not good, considering just about everybody I know has a smartphone.
Yes, and by the way, of course, you know that NSA is listening to all the conversations on your smartphone.
Oh, wow. Well, gee, that's great to know. God. So, on a good note, though, I think it's really cool. I don't know if you heard about this. There's a small town called Deer Trail, Colorado. And they actually are going to be putting a bounty out on these unmanned drones for violating sovereign airspace. I wanted to ask you about the whole drone situation because it's heating up so much so that not only is a lot of undercover documentation coming out, but there's evidence that over 20% of the victims from drone strikes are actually civilians. They're also talking about how they can stun people and create them into becoming immobile. So what is your opinion on that?
It's not a control mechanism of the cabal, and all those things will be cleared at the event.
Okay, so it'll happen afterwards. Now, is there anything that they're doing right now to kind of dissipate the functionality? I've noticed that there are some bizarre things that have happened, like people haven't been able to get their nuclear warheads launched. I've noticed a few faux pas like that, and I felt like that could have been the light,
Oh yes, the life forms are interfering with the, I would say, with the functionality of those devices more and more.
Cool. And here's another, I have to ask you this, Cobra. I have seen as of late a lot more rulings in the favor of the citizen. Okay? I mean, it just seems like, for a while there, just about everybody just couldn't win a lawsuit. Even if it was like as logical as it could be, they could not win a lawsuit. Now I'm noticing that some of the little guys are actually winning. They're getting rulings in their favor for a lot of things like land disputes and constitutional rights and things like that. What is your take on has the light infiltrated finally the legal system to the point where we can really start seeing this kind of thing move forward more and more and more?
There are two factors involved. The first factor is there is much less of the Archon influence from the etheric and astral plane on the legal proceedings, because before, of course, those entities were influencing all the judges and all the lawyers. Now, there is simply not enough of them to completely influence every legal situation. This is number one. And number two is that actually all this system of lawyers and judges was very strongly interconnected with the Cabal's network. And this network is not so tight anymore. So some of the judges and some of the lawyers are beginning to listen to their own inner voice instead. And this is precisely the reason why an average citizen can now win a lawsuit.
Interesting. That leads me into one of the questions I was going to ask you about, which is there's a lot of discussion right now about these Archontic SP implants. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
There are many different versions of this, so you need to specify.
Okay, this one's supposedly kind of like a jellyfish type. It lodges itself in the temporal lobe on either the left or the right side of the head, and it attacks the gallbladder meridian. And supposedly it takes over, after a period of time, it kind of like it memorizes the individual's thought patterns and voice recognition and that kind of thing. And after a while, it actually will take over this individual to the point where it's telling the individual what to do if they have a propensity to be violent.
Okay, actually, everybody on the planet has been implanted with this jelly-like parasite before they were born. It is
Oh.
part of the birth process that the Archons have controlled.
Wow.
And it is up to your free will if you allow this interference to interfere with your decisions or not. Because the frontal lobe of the brain, as you know, is the part of the brain which got of them. And the decision-making process has been compromised by those implants for everybody on the planet, but still, you have your free will. You can say yes or no to this influence. And I would say it is unrealistic to expect for you to say no in every situation, but I would say in the most situations or the most important situations in your life, everybody should be able to say no to this influence and make up your own free will and exercise your own free will.
Interesting. Now, you cut out on the part about the frontal lobe. Can you go back to just that piece of it? I didn't hear that.
Yes. The frontal lobe of the brain is the one that governs our decision-making process.
Ah.
And this is why those implants are located in the frontal lobe of the brain.
Got it. Okay. Interesting. So are these, I mean, are they like really firing this up now because they're at a desperate end of the road? You know, are they sending pulsations through or I don't know, however it works? I mean,
I would say they are they're activating this in the last 20 years or so.
Interesting.
More intensively because we're getting closer to the final event.
Wow. And so how do you feel is the most effective way to have that type of implant removed, or can it be?
I would say the most important thing for you to do is to exercise your free will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So stay in your mastery and stay in your own free will.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And of course, stay out of fear.
Actually, if you have fear, it's a natural human response, but do not put too much attention to that fear and too much emphasis on that fear. It's just an emotion.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Now, one other thing, and then I'll get to some questions, and that is I heard that the entire Parliament of Luxembourg has resigned. Is this correct?
I have not confirmed that independently, so I cannot say for sure.
Okay. Because if that
I heard the news, but I haven't checked it yet.
Okay. Because if that's correct, Cobra, that's really major. That's a really good sign.
But yes, there have been some resignations also in some other countries in Europe. There is a big change in the cabal network in Europe right now.
Okay. But I mean, for the entire, you know, the entire group of them, I mean, that's amazing.
Well, I can confirm some of them, but I cannot confirm all of them.
Okay. Well, good. That's good. Okay. Now, there's still questions out there regarding our birth charts. Okay, we brought this up last time, and there's still questions on the fact that, you know, here it says, because of the fact that our solar system is in a different location of the galaxy, wouldn't the astrology be lose its power and its influence over our birth charts?
The position of the solar system in galaxy have changed so little in this course of our lifespan, it's negligible. Also, the precession of the Earth axis has maybe changed the position according to the stars, maybe for 1 degree, which can, of course, be taken into account in precise astrological calculations. And planets in the solar system are still emitting various wave frequencies, and they do influence you. I think they have free will.
Okay. And you, now, I thought you said that we will be blown away when we look to the skies after the event because the stars and everything will not look the same as it does now. Did you say that before?
Yes, because now there is something called the tachyonic membrane around the Earth, which is preventing some signals from reaching the surface of the planet. And when this is removed, you will see the sky as it actually looks at this moment. Because you see the stars are most of the stars are many light years and even hundreds of light years away from the Earth. And the light itself needs that much time to reach the surface of this planet. And after the event, after some time of the Earth formation, you will not only receive photons as carriers of light signal, you will receive tachyons. Mm-hmm. And you will see the sky as it looks right now at this moment, not the sky as it looked hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Wow.
So much as the light need to pass from the star to the planet.
So will it be like, you know, different colors, or I mean, will the planets be in different locations? Will the stars, you know, what exactly will be the change?
The stars will be most of the stars will be in somewhat different locations, and you will be able to see certain things you don't see right now. For example, you will be able to see the motherships, which are now cloaked. They will uncloak. You will be able to see some other things also. I will not speak about them yet.
Okay, no problem. Wow, that's so exciting. Okay, so now this is a question that you're going to go, oh, come on. But this individual saying, why have they kept Obama in office? And I have my opinions on this, but I really want to hear what you think because of the fact
Who is
that,
they? Who
well,
is they?
why has Obama still remained in office and not been either A, impeached because of all the contra, there's been a lot of controversy around his birth certificate, around the people that he has chosen. Just about all of them are, very obviously up to their eyeballs in a lot of corruption. And so this individual was
I'm
writing.
losing your voice again. I'm
Oh,
losing your
okay.
voice again. I cannot hear you.
Okay, so they're wondering, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I cannot hear anything.
Oh, not anything at all? Can you
Now
hear
I'm
me?
hearing you again. Yes.
Okay, good. Boy, this is
Can you
not
repeat, please?
okay. So they're wondering why Obama has been allowed to stay in office if there's such a strong light resistance because of the fact that, they feel that he's been so dark in his dealings with a lot of the orders that have been put, the executive orders, the stolen money, all these sorts of things. What is your opinion on that?
Once again,
Can you can't hear me, Cobra?
a little bit, but not everything.
Okay. They're just wondering why he is still in power. Like if the light resistance is gaining strength. Why have they chosen to keep Obama in power? Is he truly, a messenger of the light ultimately in the future?
I would say that I cannot comment on his situation right now,
Okay.
but he is surely not playing a major role after the event.
Okay.
There will be a new government elected after the event. First, we will have not only the provisional government, which will be only there to maintain the infrastructure running, the electricity and so, but then there will be new elections and a complete new set of administration will be elected everywhere around the planet.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So, I have another question about Nibiru, and this is from Suzanne. She says you'll understand because she had this question asked, but it wasn't asked properly. And she's asking, could it mean that Nibiru is not really a planet, but Mother Sekhmet's mothership?
This name Nibiru was assigned to a certain body that was supposed to approach the planet, and this is this information. And yes, Sekhmet has her mothership, and you can name it each name you want.
Okay. Okay. And we do have some questions on the up and coming magnetic pole shift. I know you've been very consistent on stating that there's not going to be this radical, shift where the planet flips and we have 3 days of darkness. Where do we stand now because of, it's been growing so fast, the magnetic shift, I think they said 62 miles last month. So,
A few months ago, and the answer stayed the same. Yes, we are having this magnetic shift, and it's still in the process.
okay, nothing new there. Okay, let me see. Oh, this is a good question. What is your feeling on the chances of our governments confiscating precious metals from our homes like they did in 1933?
Yes, there is a plan of the cabal to do that, and no, they will not be allowed to do that.
Okay, that's good. And I really want to hear your opinion on this. You've heard about Exo Vatican. Have you heard about them? It's
About what?
Exo Vatican. They have a website and they have done a lot of investigation in the Vatican. Well, they basically talk about how there's going to be a negative ET that's going to come forward and act as the savior. And then they're saying that when the new financial government comes up, it will turn out to be a satanic connection. Do you agree with this? Do you agree that there's still something in the works with the Illuminati to bring some sort of stage performance for some sort of, ET savior to come forward?
I absolutely disagree with this. There will be no false flag extraterrestrial invasion. The new financial system is coming, is not coming from the cabal. It is coming from the light forces. The cabal simply does not have power to do something like this anymore.
Okay. Okay, now this, I really want to hear what you have to say about this. This individual is talking about the fact that Israel supposedly has lobbed a nuclear warhead on Syria because he got some access to some information about some mushroom clouds, lightning, and flashes that had been seen there. What is your opinion about that?
Unfortunately, that actually happened. It was a small nuclear warhead that destroyed a bunker in Syria. I think it was about 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, that's too bad.
There was no loss of life, but there was some radioactive fallout.
Okay. So
So they were
that's.
really testing the patience of the resistance movement at that point.
Oh. Well, they're really starting to feel the light forces' influence, aren't they?
More and more,
Yeah, I
yes.
bet. Now, what is your feeling about the cannabis plant? There's been a lot of stuff flying around the internet about how it's not of this world. And that it supposedly came from the Sirius star system. A lot of people are curious about what you think about that.
About what?
About the cannabis plant, marijuana.
Yes, it is not coming from the Sirius star system, but yes, it came from. None is not coming from this planet.
Okay.
It came
And
probably a long time ago.
do you feel that it's a sacred plant, and do you feel like it's something,
Every plant is a sacred plant.
That's true. That's a good point. Now, I just have to read this to you because it really touched my heart, and I want to see what you have to say. This is Marilla from Poland, and she's talking about how they work very hard to spread the news and that they listen to you, and they want more and more people to pay attention, but they can't get people to listen to them. And she said, I know that in your interviews, you repeat over and over to withdraw the money from the banks and save some currency to buy precious metals. She says that doesn't work here because they never have enough money to survive. And she goes on to say that they just live day to day, that they barely have enough money to pay for food. And she says, so what will happen to us during the days of the financial system transition? Because we live in the city where there's only concrete buildings and nothing to eat. People here are not eager to help each other, and our group at this moment has nothing to share because we are so, they're so poor. What will be with people in such a situation where we are alone? Because in our country, there are millions of people with no money and no possibilities. So she wanted me to read that off to you.
Okay, actually, the situation is not happening only in Poland. It is happening worldwide. The cabal is pushing people over the threshold of poverty everywhere. And at the time of the event, what is very important, if you don't have money, is to bring strong social network. And people can support each other. They can share with each other whatever small things they have, and together they will be stronger. And after the event, everybody will receive money from the collateral account, so nobody will be poor any longer.
So, and this is of course part of the reason why, you're starting the prepareforchange.net
Exactly.
is to get these small groups together so that they can support one another through the transition period.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I am curious to see what you have to say. This woman's talking about how she's suspicious of the positive military group, and she wants to know if you still feel like they are really of a positive nature because of the simple fact that they represent violence and they take orders from the global elite.
The very name, the positive military, speaks about the faction which is of the light. And those beings have been incarnated in those positions specifically for the reason to evolve the military from a violent group into a peacemaking group.
Interesting.
And I have some connections within that group.
Say that
They
again,
are there
Cobra.
with that same purpose to bring peace and to end the violence.
To end the violence. So the fact that they're called military is just because that's typically their background, is what you're saying.
Yes, they are there to back up the transformation on the planet, to back up the event,
Okay.
and to stop the cabal from doing more harm.
Okay. And then getting back to the Ascension Chambers, you've talked about this at your conferences. This individual's talking about how, obviously this is for healing and helping humanity and that sort of thing, but she's wondering why would the actual light workers still need to go through the Ascension Chamber?
Because ascension itself is a very huge quantum leap in consciousness, and a human being cannot do that alone without the assistance of the higher life forces.
And so
You
what?
can just try and walk on water and see if you can.
Interesting. Yeah, right. Good point. Okay, that's a good point. Or walk through a wall.
Yes,
Yeah.
for example.
Okay.
Because after ascension, you will be able to.
Oh my God. I mean, are you guys hearing that? Would this just be the most incredible experience of our lives or what? Okay. And so now a lot of people are asking about technology. Is there anything you can share with us as far as the type of technology that's coming forward? Any new technology that you can share with us that are not secretive?
Well, I would say there is a lot of progress in the area of free energy devices, and there are projects taking place right now to bring those things to the public.
Okay.
I would say a small household device that can bring electricity to your house for free.
So
That's a good start.
do you feel like the technologies in the very beginning, like right out the gate, we're gonna still live the kind of life we're accustomed to living? It's just not gonna cost us money.
This is for a start, before people can integrate all the information and all the changes, but then things will go very fast. So do not worry, you will not be bored.
Wow. And then after that, we'll just have, if we want to, we'll be able to use things like the replicator. If we want something, we can just manifest it or replicate
This
it.
will happen after the first contact.
After.
More advanced technology will be introduced after humanity accepts the invitation from the positive extraterrestrial races for contact.
Okay, and what about those that are ready to receive that information before first contact?
Yes, some individuals will be contacted before that, of course, and we'll start working together with those positive races, and we'll receive also samples of that technology.
Okay, cool. I like to hear that. Okay, so now we're getting to the end of the hour, but I do want to ask you if you have any other updates as far as the progress of the light and what you feel has really shifted, just maybe in like one sentence or two sentences. What do you feel has shifted from the month of July to where we are now?
Well, the main breakthrough is that what's happening in Egypt, the first coordinated move of positive military on the planet, it's a huge breakthrough. It
Good.
showed us that the event is possible, and it was a physical manifestation of the same kind of energy to a certain degree, and it's a huge breakthrough. Before that, it was just a theoretical concept, a plan, but now it's not a plan anymore. It is something that is becoming reality right before our eyes. This is the single most dramatic shift that happened. And then, of course, we have these revelations about NSA, which are quite important, although that started already in June.
Right. Yeah, that did definitely start earlier. So Cobra, I mean, is this type of experience, the victory in Egypt, has this occurred before in this type of experience when, light forces have tried to unhijack a planet? Or is this
This has happened many times throughout the galaxy, but not here on this planet.
Okay. I mean, and this type of experience where they've been able to successfully unite this m millions and millions of people together successfully and actually with not a whole lot of violence, is this a relatively new experience?
It is not, because other planets, they were e it was easier because people were not so brainwashed as they're here.
Okay. So this is definitely
So
much more balanced.
it's a common occurrence throughout the galaxy.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow. Okay, cool. So, everybody, do not forget to check out the prepareforchange.net to sign up for whatever group you feel you're in alignment with to assist in setting up some groups. I don't care where you live or who you are or what you do or what you don't think you can do. Get up there and just pick out what resonates with you because we all need you. We need you. And you can also go to planetaryhealersnetwork.com. That's a sub-site to the prepareforchange.net. And Cobra, I thank you so much. I'm sorry that we never got to hook up in July, but I look forward to hearing some radical shifts. It sounds like some really big changes are going to come down in August. Now, do you feel that part of that is because of the Lion's Gate?
I would say the big changes will start in September.
In September. Okay.
Yes. And
Okay.
I would also call upon everybody to start forming physical event preparedness groups. It is not enough just to sign up on a website, prepareforchange.net. It is even more important to physically start gathering the groups and meet regularly every week to start preparing for the actual event.
Great. Okay, everybody. So everybody's got their homework and their assignment from Cobra. So we appreciate your time, Cobra, and we thank you for all you do. And we thank you, everybody that's listening, for all you do, because we cannot do it without you. So don't ever think you're alone, because we're all in this together. And we just wish you the best. Namaste. We love you all. And thanks again, Cobra. You have a good one.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And yes, every single individual counts in this final push for freedom.
Yes, and victory to the light.
Yes, victory of the light.
Okay, bye-bye.